Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I don't know how many countries celebrate Valentine's Day, but from my research on the internet, it seems to be a worldwide celebration, at least on some level. But I did discover there are 3 men in history who were named Saint Valentine. They all lived at different times and in different countries, but astonishingly, they were all martyred some year on February 14th. So, while the history of Valentine's Day is obscure and clouded by various fanciful legends, mostly I want to talk about love. And I'm talking about it to remind you so you can make your own Valentine plans. I guess one reason I love this time of year is because my dad was my first Valentine. Yes, for every child lucky enough to have a father or mother in their life, I believe this is so. But I'm aware that for many people this year, it's not a happy time of year to celebrate. And the fact is, for anyone who's currently, shall we say, between relationships, or for someone who recently ended one, or a loved one recently died, this time of year is a time that it seems we just have to endure, or deliberately ignore, or even defiantly oppose. Well, at least that's what one jaded author wrote. He wrote, "I'm going to defiantly oppose Valentine's Day." Well, while I've had numerous times when Valentine's Day wasn't the happy, love in the air kind of day, as I often say, we still have a choice of what we will do about this day or any other day. While I be forever grateful for my dad and mom's love, it's God's love for us I want to talk about. Indeed, our Father's love. For God is our Father, even if you don't acknowledge Him as your Father. So, the rest of this program, Psalms of Hope, will be spent on playing wonderful music about God's love and talking about God's love for us, as well as ways we can express our love for each other, even if, due to your circumstances, it's not your favorite time of year. And with all the cards available in the stores, you should be able to find one to send to someone, even just a friend. Of course, late or not, you can always send me a Valentine. I would love it. Well, now here's my favorite love song about God's love for us. I remember my pastor from childhood singing it in church. Let this be my reminder of God's love for you. Here is Steve Emerson singing "The Love of God."
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore the saints and angels song. Could we with thee the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every star on earth a quill, and every man a scribe, stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong.
Oh, my friends, isn't that amazing to think about the encompassing love that God has for us? But, you know, that's not just some songwriter's imagination. No, the immensity of God's love was written about by the Apostle Paul, inspired by God. It was his prayer for the people in Ephesus. Here is what Paul wrote in Ephesians 3:17-19. I pray that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is the width and length and depth and height of the love of Christ, which passes all understanding. Sounds a little like that song, doesn't it? If the oceans were ink and the sky the parchment, we still could not write all there is to know of God's love for us. Oh, my friends, that's my prayer for you, along with the Apostle Paul, that you may begin to comprehend the immensity of Christ's love for you. And then when hard times come, and they will, you will be able to walk through your difficulties with peace and trust, because Jesus will walk with you, and you will have the security of his love. It's during the hard times that the love of God has for us becomes our shelter and our comfort as we face the events in our lives, knowing that we will have Jesus to walk with us. Well, there's another song I want to play for you. It's a song by Dottie Rambo, one of my favorite songwriters. She wrote such tender, loving songs about the Lord. So on this Valentine's Day program, Dottie reminds you and gives assurance to you that because of what Jesus did, dying on the cross for you, he loves you. Well, she wrote this song called If That Isn't Love. And now here is Dottie Rambo.
He left the splendor of heaven, no.
If that is love, is strong. There are no stars in the sky. And the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't love, then heavens are made.
Yes, Jesus died for us that we might receive the incredible love he has for us, a love that's so encompassing and surpasses any love we could ever experience from anyone on this earth. I'm Samantha Landy, and we're celebrating Valentine's Day here on Psalms of Hope, talking about love, God's love, and I hope to encourage you to express your love for others during this season. God spoke through the old prophet Jeremiah when he said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Well, a friend of mine, Daniel, wrote an interesting devotional. This is what he wrote. Whenever I back out of my driveway, the words, I love you, appear in the rear window of my car. Actually, the words were written in white chalk on our neighbor's garage door by their teenage girl, hoping her boyfriend would see them. Most of the time, I don't even notice them, but sometimes they seem to glow. And then Daniel continued, when I am angry, the message reads, I love you. When I'm torn with guilt, the words are, I love you. When I'm terrified of the future, God whispers, I love you, on the garage door. Yes, those three words have taught me a lesson about the unconditional love of God. No, God does not love all the things we do. Sometimes he would like me to change, but he always loves me, no matter what. So ended Daniel's devotional. Yes, that's our God. If he has to, he'll even use a teenage girl and remind us on a garage door sign to tell us he loves us. And he'll even use this program to remind you that he loves you. Well, now let's listen to the voices of praise as they sing Amazing Love. It's a song about a God's amazing love for you.
You.
Oh, how God loves you and me. You know, dear friend, I hope this program is helping you believe that God really loves you in spite of your circumstances. The Apostle John quoted Jesus in chapter 15 when he was teaching here on earth about him being the vine and we are the branches, and Jesus reminded us to remain in him so we could be fruitful in this life. And then a little later Jesus said, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me, remain in my love. No, that's not just some good idea from some writer. Jesus is saying that to you right now through the airwaves. He loves you. Well, Max Lucado, one of my favorite authors, has written some wonderful statements about God's love for you. Listen to this one. The next time a sunrise steals your breath or a meadow of flowers leaves you speechless, remain that way. Say nothing and listen as heaven whispers, do you like it? I did it just for you. So ends the quote of Max Lucado. Yes, no matter what's going on in my life, the memories of beautiful sunrises and sunsets brings me the reminder that God loves me. You know, I've had people say sometimes that I'm too positive, I don't deal with the real issues of life. But I like to think of our lives like seeing the movie of a book that we've already read. When something bad happens in the movie, everyone else gasps at the horrific events on the screen, but not you. You've read the book. You know it turns out all right in the end. And yes, I've read the book, the Bible, and God says no matter what happens in your life, with Jesus by your side, you win because he loves you. You know, it's so special to think that God loves me. And in modern day language, I read once where the author said, he's crazy about me. But then, of course, he's crazy in love with you too. You know, there's a wonderful song that I want to play. Some of the words are, I am loved, I can risk loving you, for the one who knows me best loves me most. I am loved. You are loved. Won't you please take my hand? We are free to love each other. We are loved. And now, here is the Gaither Vocal Band singing, I am loved. You are loved.
I am loved. I am loved. I can risk loving you. For the child,
my scars go deeper. And it was love for you that put them there.
I am love, I am love, I can risk loving you. For the one who knows me best loves me more. I am love, you are love, won't you please take my hand? We are free to love each other.
Oh, yes, our God who knows me best loves me most. And he feels that way about you, too. God gives you his love in spite of your circumstances. In fact, the Bible says that God loves you even when you don't love him. He still loves you. Dear friends, I hope you believe that today. You know, Jesus said the world would know us by our love for one another. And that means when we're walking in love, we'll treat each other with respect and love. You know, sometimes we think of the big, grand things we should do for someone. But I wonder, how about the simple things? Do we sit and really listen to our loved ones share their hurts or joys? The Bible tells us that love is patient, it is kind, it does not envy, love is not proud. Love is not rude or easily angered. Notice that love in all of the above statements is an action, not a feeling. So let's start spreading love in our own world. Let's show love to our family and maybe even to the person we think doesn't love us. Now that's a novel idea. I've been reading the Bible for most of my life, and I know that God loves you and me. And eventually, if we really believe God loves us and desires his best for us, we, you and I, will move forward into the life of blessing and love, joy and peace that God has in store for us, and then we can give it to others. There are people we meet every day who need our smile, a hug, a warm greeting, our respect, our time, indeed our love. And they need to know that God loves them too. So this Valentine's Day, why not share with everyone in your world that God loves them with an unconditional love that will last for all eternity? However, if you haven't experienced God's love in your own heart, if you've never asked Jesus Christ to come in your heart and forgive you, then I pray that you will do it now so you can start your own journey, learning and receiving God's incomparable love for yourself. This could be your best Valentine's Day ever. And if you make that decision to follow Jesus and receive his love, I hope you'll write to me. That would be a wonderful Valentine's Day for me. The announcer will give you the information. And tell your friends about this program. That would be another way to show them that you love them, and they too can be encouraged and strengthened in the knowledge that God loves them too. This is Samantha Landy, and remember, God loves you, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.